I'm Bass.
And I'm Treble.
And you're listening to That Much Further West podcast.
Welcome back into That Much Further West, the podcast. I'm Eric.
I'm Mike.
I'm Phil.
And with us currently, Matt Woods.
Hello.
Adam Lee.
How you doing?
Fellas, how's it?
Well.
How are
you? Yeah, man.
Good?
Good. Real good. Real good.
These guys have been on the road together for how long now? Doing a little treble on bass.
It's been about 2 weeks on this run.
Great.
Matt's been on tour forever.
Yeah, he's a road dog.
Yeah.
He's a road dog. We know.
Yeah. They're out here. They're putting my photo in the dictionary under touring.
Nice. Yeah.
I love his milk carton.
Milk carton. Yeah, yeah.
Ever seen this guy?
Yeah.
He used to live in Knoxville. Now I don't know where he's at.
Yeah, who knows?
He's everywhere.
I stuck a mail there.
Any good stories on the road? You guys been having some fun?
Oh, yeah. We've been having a real good time, man. The stories.
I don't know if we can remember any of them.
Sure. Yeah, that's the trouble.
Yeah, absolutely.
We
yeah.
should really start writing things down. I can't write in that state.
I've often thought of, like, turning the iPhone on myself and just, like...
Like voice memo?
No, well, that or a video, just turn on myself,
you know,
a bit.
Try that, like, drunk dial yourself.
Yeah.
A little voice
memo. Oh, yeah, there you go. That's an idea.
I'm scared of it, actually. I'm scared of what it might be. How far gone I might be. Because, like you said, yeah. I can't write in that state. And you're like, I can't do much in that state.
Yeah, no. It might be disturbing.
Yeah, yeah. Maybe I don't want to see that.
Yeah. Let's just imagine that I'm as cool as cucumber.
Big
in
time.
That state.
Big time. Yeah. That's how I picture it.
Charming. Funny.
Yep.
Yeah, yeah.
Yep.
Well, I think all three of the podcast guys were at the performance last night around the campfire.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Stellar.
Job, guys.
Yeah. Thank you. Thanks for saying so.
Beautiful stuff. And Adam, what were you doing just before going out on tour with Matt? What were you up to?
Oh, I was out there in Chicago. I live out in Chicago. So, I'm part of this theater show out there. It's sort of like a Sun Records thing called Million Dollar Quartet. So I was doing that.
Right.
Took a little time off to do this.
What was your role in that?
What's that?
We're familiar with it. What was your role in that?
No, Elvis.
Elvis.
Yeah. Oh. With the dancing.
Oh, right.
No, I was doing Cash out there.
Oh, you fucker.
Okay. Yeah, gotcha. Yeah.
They call me Bass. Yes.
So you were doing John Cash in the Million Dollar Quartet.
Yeah. Fantastic. Yeah, doing that, and then out here for this run, and then back to Chicago to do that for a little while, and then Woods and I are taking this Bass in Trouble thing over to Europe in September.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
It's good awesome. For you guys.
Yeah.
We're all going to go.
Handsome, charming, international.
That's right. And cool as a cucumber.
Cool as a cucumber.
Cool as a European cucumber.
That's right.
English cucumber.
Thank you. I just got schooled. Where are you going?
Everywhere.
Yeah, kind of. Seriously? All over the continent there. We're starting in Denmark, but we got several dates in Belgium, Austria, France, Germany, Sweden.
Good for you guys, man. That's really cool.
Yeah, we're excited about it for sure.
Yeah, they really dig it over there.
That's what I hear.
Yeah.
That's what I hear.
Yeah, we talk about that all the time. Over there, they're just throwing money at you.
Yeah, and based on that, those reports that have been coming home from friends of mine who've been traveling over there, we're only buying one-way tickets.
Smart thinking.
Yeah, and then we'll do the 2016 U.S. tour.
Right.
On their dime.
Of course.
We'll come back, swing around, head back to Europe.
Right.
That's good. Somebody finally figured it out.
You know, I don't know. Is it 100 degrees in Belgium today?
Oh, my goodness.
Must not be.
How did you guys meet? I'm curious because, you know, you've got this terrific chemistry. You've put together kind of an act to take on the road here as a duo partners. How did you guys meet?
Do y'all know Pete Stein? Pete Stein? He's out there in Colorado right now. He's a mutual buddy of ours. I was playing drums with him on a tour and opening some of the shows, and we ended up swinging through Knoxville, where Matt's from, and... Buddy, we just hit it off, didn't we?
Well, we drink the same way.
Yeah.
That's how hard and fast.
That's why Mike and I are pals. I totally get it. Yeah. Excellent.
But yeah, we did actually, you know, what was that? That must have been something like 2010, 2010 or the early part of 2011 or something.
And, yeah, it was a few years ago.
And then in years that followed that, you know, Adam and I would hook up shows together. Well, I would pass through. He was living in Kansas City then, so I would be passing through Kansas City and we'd get to hang out, or he would come through Knoxville, and then we decided, you know, at some point, well, shit, man, let's just jump in the car together.
Nice.
You know, yep. Split the gas bill. And so we did a few tours like that before he started the show in Chicago.
All right. Excellent. We know about Matt's Records. Adam, could you post this up a little bit? We know you got a record out. We saw it at the merch table over there.
Yeah. I got a couple that I've got out. I was playing with a country band. It was Adam Lee and the Dead Horse Sound Company for quite a few years, doing sort of a little more traditional honky-tonking cool. kind of country. I don't know if you saw the cover of that
yeah,
record.
I did,
it's
yeah.
Like it's classic. Modeled after that Ray Price record.
Yeah, right.
Right now I've been working over the past few months on I guess I'm calling it my solo debut record.
Gotcha.
It's going to be a full band record. It's going to be out early part of 2016.
We'll tour it back over to the States.
Yeah, we'll bring it back over. We're going to record it at 220, and then we're going to bring it back to 110.
So. Right. Don't plug it in wrong. It'll sound funny.
Yeah. But, yeah, working that out.
Good.
So, yeah.
Good. Excellent. What about you putting pen to paper? You're writing again?
Yeah, I'm writing. I'm writing right now with hopes of starting the recording process good. On a new record over the winter.
Of course, you know. We're always big fans of your records, man. We play you a lot. We love you, brother.
You'll be in the know when that starts to come together.
The last record, I think, was our record of the year. Our Unspoken.
Unspoken played the most.
Just pretty much, yeah.
On heavy rotation.
Between the three dudes.
Yeah. What? I was going to put a Matt Wood song in this week, fucker.
Yeah.
You already did, damn
most
it.
Most played artist on the podcast.
That's awesome.
Woods is right there.
Thanks, fellas.
Yeah.
Great. And Adam, we're glad to meet you, too.
I'm happy to meet you guys. Thanks for joining
the circle.
Yeah, thanks for having me here.
So much family. Fellas, we'd love to hear a song.
Absolutely.
Because it's hot in here.
We should play.
This is... If you're doing Bass in Trouble, are you?
Yeah. Well, it's our theme song.
Tell us just how it kind of evolved, because it's just kind of clever as shit.
Well, you know, Adam had that idea.
Well, it was an idea I was sitting on for a while. I don't know if I ever told you this, Woods. I had another buddy there in Kansas City.
Oh, yeah. We won't talk about Marty.
Yeah. I came up with the idea.
Marty by name.
Yeah. Exactly. You guys edit that out, right?
Yeah.
Oh, certainly. Oh, yeah. Certainly.
Yeah, you bet we will.
Right after Smolkrow, we'll get the...
Yeah, we'll get right to the edits. And I had the idea, and... want to do it with this buddy of mine. We just couldn't get it together. We couldn't sit down together. And Woods and I were in the car, maybe the first or second tour we did together, and there's a lot of time in the car. And so we just sat there and worked on the verses and sort of worked on the theme or the idea. I mean, it's not super deep stuff, but I think it's clever lyrically.
Yeah.
And I think part of it, like, I don't know how you feel, Woods, like, I think we're just trying to bust each other up. Like, how ridiculous can we make this song?
Well, I'm disappointed to hear you say you don't feel like it's very deep song. Like
well, I mean, my part is.
I think it tugs at the heartstrings. We'll let fans of the podcast be
we'll,
the judge.
We'll let you know when the five of them get back to us.
Listeners, five listeners will speak.
All right, fellas, have at it.
All right,
enjoy.
Well, they called me Bass,
and they called me Trouble, a high-flying, good-timing man of discerning taste.
I take a shot of whiskey,
make it a double, that's why they call me Trouble,
that's why they call me Bass. Last call, pinball, alcohol, and Adderall. Walked across the dance floor and she asked me for a Pall Mall. Light her up, swung her all around that floor. Yep.
High ball, low beams, loose woman, tight jeans, naked in a Pontiac, led across the backseat, steaming up the wind, squirming, calling out for more. Hey.
That's why they call me Bass.
And they call me Trouble. Fine, good timing, man of discerning taste.
I take a shot of whiskey,
make it a double. That's why they call me Trouble.
That's why they call me Bass.
Well, hot rods, cool cats, button down, slick back girls out on the corner, and their mamas wondering where they at. Big time action on a small town Saturday night. drag race, green light, switchblades. Never made the finish line with sugar in a gas tank. Easy making money, we're easy money making slide.
That's why they call me bass.
And they call me trouble. High flying, good timing, man of the sunny taste.
I take a shot of whiskey.
Make it a double. That's why they call me trouble.
Why they call me bass.
Yep. Neon signs suit me fine, like pretty girls with long blue eyes. Getting tight in this honky tonk.
Well, belly upset down.
Pour us another hour.
We're drinking till the whiskey's gone. Well, they call me bass.
And they call me trouble. High flying, good timing, man of the discerning taste.
I take a shot of whiskey.
Make it a double. That's why they call me trouble.
That's why they call me bass.
That's why they call me trouble.
That's why they call me.
Man, that
was awesome.
That was so fucking good. That was just
that's
great.
Heartstrings.
Yeah, I'm thumping right here.
It's like a deep well, man.
Wow, super fantastic. I've seen that twice over the week, but to hear it right in your ears like that and get every single word, that was just great. You guys must have had a lot of fun right now.
Oh, yeah. Awesome.
Oh, it was a blast.
Yeah, fantastic.
What about Naked in a Pontiac laid across the back seat isn't deep?
Yeah.
Explain.
Well, I mean, depends on what you're working with.
I mean, yeah. That's it.
I was thinking the same thing. Yeah, boom. How deep does it go? Well, I'm sure everyone can find you on the internet's the usual ways.
That's right.
You got a website, Adam?
Oh, yeah, adamleeband.com.
Bingo. Matt Woods.
The real Matt Woods.
The real Matt Woods.
The real Matt Woods.com.
Yep.
Well, that fake Matt Woods.
Yeah, don't fall for the imposters.
Yeah, he's. Fellas, thank you. Real
thank
pleasure
you
having
thank you guys
so much.
All right.
Super job.
See you soon.
Thank you.